Hello, is this Civic Centre?
This is the customer service. You have phoned.
Yeah, Enfield Civic Centre. I was wondering, do you have a legal department here that I'm allowed to speak to?
What is it regarding of?
It's regarding, basically, I've had allegations put against me of antisocial behaviour. I've been placing evidence forward. Basically, the dates that I'm being accused are after July 2016. That's just minor offences, allegations that ain't got no truth in them. So, basically, before that, from 2014, I had a few meetings with the council here, and I was trying to show them the true problem, what initially caused everything and what's happened throughout. And I understand that what I'm claiming is a lot worse. And what the police, and that the council's failed to have due diligence towards me in these matters. So basically, now a gentleman called Lemmy, Robbie's son, has got, what do you call it? He's basically managed to put an application towards myself, and he's saying that he wants the possession of my council flat. I've got the evidence here now proving that I never done what he's claiming, and I would like to come down and have a meeting with him at the Civic Centre. He's been avoiding me for the last couple of days. I've been recording messages on his answering machine and that. I understand that he has no members of the public that are really claiming anything that with any truth, and I understand that me, myself, I know that I'm innocent. And I'm worried, so on both sides of the parties for that, and I'm worried about also for himself, for where he stands, because what he's wrote, he isn't taking a true line of investigation. He's only playing half of it, listening to half the story, so that it works in his advantage, yeah, which is to victimise me. So he's taking his responsibilities out of his working pay salary for his own personal gain. And I just want to make sure that the legal department, that any letters that he's signed and sent to me, he's passed through the legal department. And I want to know if he's trained to be a solicitor himself. Yeah, and so, because I don't believe he's trained to be a solicitor. So I think that any letters that he would do would have to go through the legal department of the Civic Centre. So I just want to confirm that they understand where both parties that he's claiming for are, myself and the other people, and where he legally stands himself in what he's claiming against me. Because I've got lots of does that make sense, in a sense, to yourself?
Yes. Can I put you through in that department?
Can I get a telephone number off yourself, then you put me through, please?
Let me just see. Okay. It's 0208.
0208.
379.
379.
5344.
5344. Thank you.
Okay, just bear with
me. Okay, thank you for your time today.
No worries.
Good morning, can I help you?
Hello, how are you doing? Who am I speaking to?
My name's Angie.
Angie, and you work from the Civic Centre, is that correct, for the legal department?
No, I don't work for the legal department anymore. Unfortunately, I need to put you through to somebody else. Can I ask who's calling?
Is it okay just to be put through to somebody, please?
Sorry?
Is it okay just to be put through to somebody, please?
Well, I need to take your name so I can let them know who you are.
I would rather not give my name at this precise second until I speak to somebody directly and I know who I'm speaking to. What I have is quite confidential, what I would like to explain.
Right, bear with me one moment.
Right, thank you.
Actually, to be perfectly honest, nobody to speak with, because they're both on holiday, the PAs that look after the legal department, so I'd need to know a bit about it to know who to put you through.
Okay, basically, since 2014, I was getting victimised by my neighbours. There was a lot of hatred put about me, and the police, basically, the council and the police forged an application, Enfield Council. The police forged an application, and they basically, what they done is they put an as. I was on curfew for a year in my house, and I hadn't left my house. I was working for the community, I was working for Enfield Council, my local community hall, Lock to Lock Festival. I was doing lots of good things within the community. Basically, what happened is the police decided to keep me on my conditions on a bet once I'd won the case, yeah, and put me on some fresh conditions. So what they done is they forged an ASBO application, and in that they pretended that members of the public were victims and that they had been kept up overnight because of sound noise over one party. So basically, I looked at the witness signatures on the witness statements, and I noticed none of them were signed by members of the public. and that they continued adding these statements in. There was 4 in the beginning, now there's 16 of them, and none of them are signed by members of the public. So I was quite upset about that, yeah? And then I noticed that I hadn't committed these offences. There's 10 different parties I got accused of. So what I done was I copied the people's Facebook profiles that really organised the events and refused to hand them over to the police. And then basically I noticed the timestamps were wrong. Now, Enfield Council was in support of this application. So basically what this application done is it breached my human rights in multiple places and stopping me from... It's gave me an 8-year curfew. Yes, I'm on a curfew for 8 years of my life. It's also barred me from supplying any equipment, sound equipment, to any person privately or otherwise. Yeah, it says in the contract. So I can't give you an amp. I can't give you speakers or anything, or for personal use or for business. Yeah, so now that means that unless I've got Enfield Council's signature. Now, Enfield Council said in that application that this wouldn't have an effect on my running abilities of my company when they developed it. Yeah, so I contacted every other borough's council department for licensing, and they've all agreed that Enfield Council have signed the terms and conditions of this and breached my human rights. They've said every licensing department has its own licensing committee, and because this states that something, the organisation of illegal raves, I'd have to go on a special committee to get licensing for any fields or anything in any other borough. So this means that the only people I can work for at present is Enfield Council. Now, in knowing that the application was forged and I wouldn't hand some of my friends and some kids that I don't know's Facebook profiles over and be a super grass, I started to look at the timestamps and noticed that the timestamps were wrong to all the 999 calls. Say, like today, I make this call and it's the 5th call of the day, then you'd have a timestamp for that. Now, if it's the 110th call, say the timestamp for the 5th call is 9 o'clock in the morning. If it's the 110th call, it can't be 8 o'clock in the morning, because it's 110 calls later. The time don't go backwards.
Right. And can I stop you there? Can I just take your name and try and put you through to somebody?
My name is Mr. Cordell.
Cordell.
Yes, that's correct, madam.
Okay, bear with me, sir.
Right, thank you.
Through to somebody.
All right, thank you.
Trying to put you through, bear with me.
Okay, who are you trying to put me through to, madam?
A gentleman called Duncan Creevy. I'm not sure he'll be able to help you, but he'll know who to put you through to.
Okay, and what is his position? If you don't mind
he's
me asking.
He's one of the lawyers.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bear with me.
Thank you.
of your council legal service. Sorry, I'm unable to take your call at the moment. If you wish to, please leave a message at the tone, and I'll contact you as soon as possible. Or to speak to somebody now, please dial this number, 020-8379-6470, and ask to speak to the property team.
After the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording,